We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
And so I said to him, therefore, I know that the Holy Ghost is a gift, just like eternal life and salvation, and Christ is a gift. Now, I received the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. I received healing by faith. Now, I receive the Holy Ghost by faith. And I want to thank you now that I am now filled with the Holy Ghost, that He has now come within me, that He is in me. Hallelujah. Now, see, that settles that. I performed the act of receiving Him.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, Faith Classics, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
I said, all right, let's receive salvation first, and then the Holy Ghost, and then healing. Now, I said, you pray this prayer after me and really mean it. Let your heart agree with it. Don't do it just to ape and imitate me or just because I tell you to. Heavenly Father, and so she went right along behind me. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You said in your word, him that cometh unto me, I will no wise cast him out. So no, you won't cast me out, but you take me in. You said in your word, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm calling on your name, so I know you saved me now. See, each time she believes something, she confesses something. Do you notice it? Then you said in your word that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes in the righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then I had her to pray, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that He died for my sins according to the Scriptures. I believe that He's raised from the dead for my justification, or that I might be set right with God. And I believe that in my heart. And so with my mouth I confess Him as my Lord and take Him as my Savior. And I confess now that I'm saved, that I have eternal life. For you said with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And when she said that, she stopped and said, "Woo! Woo!" Said, "You know something happened on the inside of me." I said, "Sure it did. It's with the mouth confessions made unto salvation. He just imparted eternal life to you." But she confessed you had it first. Now she's learned, you see. And so she received the Holy Ghost in a few moments' time. In fact, in less than 10 minutes' time, she was saved, baptized in the Holy Ghost, talking in tongues, and healed. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Later on, because I came back the next year to that church and she joined that Assembly of God church. Praise God. Brought her family in. Praise the Lord. The next year. Well, I don't know how long she's been there, but anyway, she's there. Well, thank God His word works, doesn't it? It's acting on God's word. So you notice that the confession of the lips comes before God acts upon our spirits and recreates them. I say, Jesus died for my sins according to the Scripture. And now I acknowledge Him as my Lord. And I know that the instant that I acknowledge Him as my Lord, I have eternal life. I confess that I have salvation. This is Bible procedure. Before God acts and recreates me. Now here's what I'm trying to get over to you that a lot of folks don't know. And yet the same law prevails. The same law prevails when it comes to receiving the Holy Ghost. The baptism and the Holy Ghost and speaking with tongues. I don't seek and pray and pray and wait and tarry and get the Holy Ghost and speak with tongues and then confess I've got it. I believe it and confess it first and then speak with tongues. Now you see, I knew when I came around full gospel folks, I found out this, I knew more about faith than they did. They knew more about the Holy Ghost than I did and gifts of the Spirit, but I knew more about faith than they did. You know, we make a sad mistake sometimes to think that any one of us knows everything, that we can't learn from somebody else. Even if they don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost to talk with tongues, we make a sad mistake of thinking we can't learn something sometimes from them. Are you hearing me? I knew more about faith than they did. Absolutely. I told you last night, I've said it before. When I saw what the Word of God said, I believed in the Holy Ghost, I didn't see the tongues. I believed that tongues were just simply a spiritual gift, and some folks might talk with tongues, some might not, and I based my belief on 1 Corinthians the 12th chapter and the 30th verse, it says, do all speak with tongues. There he's talking about ministering tongues, of course, you know, in public assembly and all. Don't do that. But anyway, I took it out of its setting and misconstrued it. But anyway, I went down to the Full Gospel pastor's house. We had a church in our town called Full Gospel Tabernacle. Now, it wasn't, I learned later that it wasn't Assembly of God Church, but I didn't know it, and I don't think anybody else knew it. It just was called Full Gospel Tabernacle, and I'd never heard, as far as I can remember, the name Assembly of God until after I'd received the Holy Ghost. But anyway, and some time afterwards, actually. But anyway, I went I said to myself, I'm going down to the Full Gospel preacher's house and get the Holy Ghost. Well, I went down there. I said to the pastor, I came down here to see the Holy Ghost. He said, wait and seek for it tonight in the service. I said, well, it won't take me long to receive. He said, well, come on in then. I want to show you the procedure. I want you to see it again. That's the reason I'm going over it carefully. I want you to see it because there are certain laws that govern this, and when you act in obedience to those laws, it works, and when you don't, it won't work. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
There are laws that govern operation of electricity, and if you abide by those laws, electricity works. If you don't, it won't work. Well, now, I really didn't pay any attention to them. I heard them. I could hear the sound of their voice, but just sort of shut my ears to it. If they gave me any instructions, I don't know what they said because I didn't listen. But I did hear the sound of their voice, but I didn't pay any attention to words. But I knelt in my large chair in that living room, and I lifted my hands and said, Heavenly Father, I came down here to receive the Holy Ghost. Now, according to your word, Acts 2:38, the Holy Ghost is a gift. You said, and ye shall receive, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And in the 39th verse, you said, for the promise of receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost is unto you and to your children, all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. That includes me. And so I said to him, therefore, I know that the Holy Ghost is a gift, just like eternal life and salvation, and Christ is a gift. Now, I received the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. I received healing by faith. Now, I receive the Holy Ghost by faith. And I want to thank you now that I am now filled with the Holy Ghost, that He has now come within me, that He is in me. Hallelujah. Now, see, that settles that. I performed the act of receiving Him. I confess with my mouth that I believe in my heart that He has now come to indwell me. Now, I said, your word said in Acts 2:4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. I want you to notice. If you stop reading then, they're filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak. They didn't start talking with tongues until after they received the Holy Ghost. Are you hearing me? Now, see, that's the reason people struggle so. They're not going to believe anything until they talk with tongues, and then sometimes, unless they feel like they think they ought to, they're not going to believe I've got it. But you've got to believe it and confess it, and then let that take care of itself, because it's by faith you receive. So I said, Acts 2:4 said, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Now, I'm filled with Him, because He's come in me. I've received Him by faith. Now, I said, I expect to speak with tongues. I expect Him who's in me. See, I acted like He's in there. I confessed He's in there. I expect to speak with tongues. I expect Him to give me utterance, because it said they began to speak as He gave them utterance. I heard somebody sometime going, we hear sometimes the most outlandish and silly and foolish statements made by people that are misleading. I heard somebody said, I tell you, and this fellow was preaching, supposed to be. And so he said, I tell you, bless God, I believe in the Holy Ghost. It makes people talk in tongues. And I thought to myself, well, I don't, because that wouldn't be the Holy Ghost. That'd be a devil or a demon or an evil spirit. It makes people do things. I never read anywhere in the Bible where the Holy Ghost ever made anybody do anything. But I do read where demons drive and force and mech. Are you hearing me? But I read where the Holy Ghost leads and guides. He'll give you a gentle push. And here in Acts 2:4 it says, they began to speak. They began to speak. They is the subject of the sentence. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began. So they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You know, it's a vast difference between giving somebody something and making them do something. You know that? It's a vast difference of taking something that someone gives you, that's given to you, receiving it as a gift, and then being forced to take something against your will. I remember when I was a 9-year-old boy, I went to live with my grandparents on my mother's side of the family. And my aunt, my mother's youngest sister, was still at home. She had not had married then. Now, she finally married. She's about 30 years old, I think, when she finally made it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But from some reason or another, she always thought, you know, if she needed any medicine, I needed it. And whatever she took, I had to take. I want you to know that she didn't give it to me. Brother, she made me take it. I know there's a big difference in receiving a gift and being forced. And she was one of these folks that just believe, you know, that you have to take a laxative every night, so I had to. I had to. She made me. And she'd take black broth, as we call it. Oh, dear God. Oh, Lord. You remember the old-fashioned kind. I want you to know, boy, she had to let me take it. Yeah, I sure didn't receive it. I want you to know I didn't receive it. Amen.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We have a special resource package available that we know will be a blessing to you. This package includes Kenneth Hagin's mini book, How to Be a Success in Life, along with Lynette Hagin's Keys to Fulfilling God's Plan USB, featuring 10 powerful MP3 messages. You'll also receive Denise Hagin Burns' Goals for Growth USB. These three great resources are available together for the special package price of just $39. Be sure to take advantage of this special offer and get resources that will encourage you, strengthen your faith, and help you continue growing in God's plan for your life. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Coming up in November, let's just give a plug for your Call to Arms Men's Conference.
Yes.
That's November the 5th through the 6th. 5th and 6th. And guess what the theme is?
Built to last.
Built to last. Yes.
Well.
So you can go to rhema.org and sign up for that.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free. 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his teaching, Faith Classics. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.